this is Kenya, and welcome to my Magical Cottagecore Life. Today, we're going to talk about something that needs to be done every year. And whether or not you replace this item is up to you. But it's one of those things that, in springtime especially, you want to decide whether or not it's worth keeping, if you want to repair it, if it's already in good repair, if it needs replacing, and if you're going to make one as a gift for someone else. Now, you're probably looking at this and saying, what could this be? Okay, so it's an item that you don't often hear about any longer in polite conversation because people don't think about it unless they're in the industry. What are we talking about? Well, open up your big book of stuff and turn to the section on gardening clothing, because today we're going to talk about your beloved garden apron. Let's get started. Now, the garden apron is pretty much something that people take for granted if they have one. In fact, you don't often see it any longer. You may see it in the greenhouses, but as far as everyday gardening, most of the time, the people who have just gotten into gardening or have been gardening for a long time, they don't necessarily have one. Usually, it's just old clothing they don't mind getting dirty. I've seen everything from sweatshirts and sweatpants to blue jeans and t-shirts, or sundresses. People just kind of wing it, but we have to go back to what an apron is for before we talk about the garden apron, I guess. And one of the things the apron is designed to do is protect the clothing underneath, so you don't necessarily have to only wear outdated or worn out clothing. And that's the ding of understanding. This is why it's so important to actually inspect your apron every year. And if you have several, then, you know, it's not that problematic. You can always just, you know, go into the shed and instead of using the one you're using right now, check the other ones over while you're potting or whatever you're doing. But if you only have one, then yeah, you definitely need to do it before season starts. Now, if you're in the other hemisphere, you're probably closing your garden down. If you're in the upper hemisphere, or this hemisphere, then you're waiting for the garden to wake up, depending on where you are in this country or in this area. So, because I'm speaking mostly to my Michigan people sometimes, and sometimes I'm speaking worldwide. But I will say this. Either way, check your apron over. Make sure the straps are secure. Make sure that you've reinforced them. Now, let's talk about that. Now, many of you don't know, but I used to fit point shoes. What does this have to do with garden aprons? We're going to get there. One of the things that I learned is that the strongest thread for using for the point shoes, for the ribbons, was not necessarily that regular nylon thread. We actually recommend it for people when they were first beginning to use dental floss. It's waxed, if you get the waxed kind, and it's very strong, and it's very unlikely to come apart without deliberate cutting. My recommendation is to reinforce the seams of your garden apron with dental floss. And of course, you can get fancy if you have the green kind and use it on the green apron. I mean, you know, do whatever you want to do. I'm not the boss of you. If that's what you want to do, you go right ahead. But dental floss is extremely strong and extremely durable. So I would definitely recommend it to reinforcing your garden apron straps and pockets and seams. If you get my point. Okay, that was bad. That was a bad mom joke, but I'm not sorry. Another thing to check for is worn spots. it's normal in the normal wear and tear of, you know, picking things up, rubbing against fenced posts, and snagging it, that it's going to become kind of ratty. That's fine. But once it begins to get where it's really threadbare, then you've got a problem, because you don't want the apron to not be useful to purpose or suitable to purpose. It should protect your underclothing. So for that, definitely patch it where it's necessary. If you are a little bit more concerned with how it looks, you can always look for the cute little appliques, the non-sequin ones, I hope, and put those on there and then just stitch them on. If you don't care, you can always, you know, put whatever patch on there, or even make it look homey and cute with some, you know, little scrap quilting fabrics if you have some. There's nothing wrong with that, especially if you have an old flannel shirt you've been using in the garden. Cut a line across the bottom of it and cut that into squares and just use it for patching your aprons. Now, here's the thing. This is a flannel you're using just for the garden, because sometimes you do need something more than an apron. Sometimes you need something to cover your arms, you know, when you're dealing with things like thorns or prickly bushes or things like that, especially if you are sensitive to different toxins or different kinds of secretions. I'm looking at you, Rue. I'm looking at you, narrow leaf veiny Rue, with that sap that you have, and how some people become very sensitive to it. I was never sensitive to the milk that comes out of Rue, and now I am. And I think it's over years that I developed the sensitivity, so now I have to be a little bit careful. Well, that can happen to any kind of plant, so make sure you protect yourself if you're sensitive. Believe it or not, you might think that just because it's meant to be dirty, it never needs to be washed, and that's a mistake. Wash your apron. Even if it's just outside in a bucket of water and soap, wash your apron. This is that thing that happens when we look back in our episodes and remember that we talked about washboards. Washing it on a washboard would even be better than just washing it in the washing machine. I have nothing against people who have washing machines with that no agitator, but sometimes you need an agitator to really get in there, or even a washboard, because the washboard really breaks into those fibers. Because you never know if you have some sort of garden disease, like mosaic virus, that's kind of been in plant material that got caught into the fibers of your particular apron. You may have been elsewhere or wildcrafting with that apron. Now you've brought that home. You need to wash it out. Make sure you start every year with a clean apron, and maybe wash it 3 or 4 times a year. If you want to, you can do it seasonally. I'm not saying become a zealot about it, but keep it clean. If you keep it clean, you're less likely to convey plant-borne diseases or spread already existent plant-borne diseases in your yard to other parts of your yard or other people's gardens. Now, I know that some of you wear the regular old-fashioned cloth canvas garden apron. Some wear leather aprons. Hey, if that's your thing, that's fine. And especially if you're doing things like heavy yard work, that makes a lot of sense. I've seen vinyl aprons, not a big fan, but it's up to you. Sometimes you need that, especially if you use your same apron to make tinctures and things. You might want to make a double duty apron. I've seen all sorts of materials, but one thing it should be always remembered, not only should they be clean, not only should they be in good repair, because those are very important, make sure you store them properly. Just hanging on a nail is generally where most people keep them, but sometimes that's not best, especially if you may have moths or other critters that might eat them. So my recommendation is, if it's small enough, to roll it up and put it into a coffee can when the season is over. If not, roll it up and put it into a different container when the season is not in session. Why? It's less likely for it to be eaten or chewed up. Now, during the season, you're probably going to be using it enough that it's not going to be in storage, and creatures are not going to want to maybe chew it up and make bedding. So, you know, it's going to be moving. But in general, whenever you're storing something like that, especially when it smells like outside, don't leave it out just however. But it's up to you. If you have a secured area, maybe you have a dedicated greenhouse or gardener shed, and you can just hang it in the closet or the wardrobe, fine. That's absolutely fine. Maybe keep some cedar next to it. Now, here's the controversial part. Some of you are going to say, okay, well, this is not a big deal. No big problem. What else could you do? Some of you are going to want to remember that you're in a rainy area. If you're in a rainy, misty area and you have a problem with mold, one, you clean everything with white vinegar, you know, the cleaning kind. And two, and this is going to be where we have a thing, if you have beeswax, if you don't worry about it. This next step is not crucial. But if you have it, then you could actually maybe coat your apron a little bit in certain areas with the beeswax as another measure of protection. You can also spray it down with rain-resistant stuff, but I try to avoid chemicals when I can. And you can even skip all this altogether if you make your apron out of oilcloth, but now you're getting hardcore, and I don't want to make you feel you have to do something that you don't. But if you can, maybe give it a good once-over with some stuff just to make sure that, you know, is decent. Now, don't start doing things like having linseed oil and other oils and turpentine and just hanging out together on your apron, leave it in there, because if it catches fire, that's your fault. So don't do that. So let's not do that. How about we just use beeswax. Just as a reminder, when you have oily rags in a bundle, they will oxidize. And if they are the wrong kind of oil, they will combust. They will spontaneously start to catch fire. And that can cause all sorts of tragic results. So don't ever leave a bundle of oily rags just around, because they can cause a fire. And I'm not saying like peanut oil. Okay, I'm not saying like hair oil or even body oil. That's not what I mean. I mean things like linseed oil, or like I said earlier, other particular mineral spirits. They can cause a fire. So if you have those in your garden shed, make sure that the rags that you used with them are not stored together in a pile indoors, or they will cause a fire. This has been your public service announcement from my magical cottage core life. And most importantly, well, not most importantly, but also importantly, if you are in a community garden project and you are storing your apron there, another thing you want to make sure is that your name is in your apron, especially if you're in a situation where you have an allotment, like the city near us, Hazel Park. They have allotments in this huge community garden, but they don't necessarily have a shed. But if they did and everybody kept their garden tools there, like in another city near us, then you might leave your apron there. And if you left your garden apron there, it's quite easy for someone to say, I'll have a bit of that. I like that apron. It's coming home with me. I'm just gonna borrow it. You don't want that to happen. That's unfortunate for everyone. So if you're not taking it home, make sure that you put your name in yours, so that you don't have a situation where you say, well, that's my apron and you can't prove it. And it's an unfortunate reality in today's world that people often forget not to borrow things that do not belong to them. Mustn't touch what isn't ours. So if your name is in it, it's less likely to happen, and you protect yourself. And I like to share things that protect my friends, and we're friends, right? So now we've gone through your garden apron checkup for the year, and I hope, if you are just starting to get ready for your garden and it's waking up, you do this before you start. And if you're putting your garden to bed, then I hope you do this before you put your apron in the storage. And I also hope to see you here again on my magical cottagecore life.